Welcome to The Toolbox with our hosts, Joe Mangi and
The Raven.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
You're tuned in to 97.7 WVFF. This is The Toolbox. I'm your host, Joe Mangi, here with my lovely co-host, The Raven.
Keep it cranking.
Today, we're going to be talking about something else we didn't come up with a title for, as usual. I just wrote Crash. on the paper.
I figured the history of bad car crashes and how the car industry improved upon bad car crashes.
Yeah, vehicle safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, cars used to be pointy, and now they're not.
And made out of nothing but metal.
Yeah.
And wood, apparently.
But before we get into that, I got some automotive news. First off, man, why'd they ban TikTok? That's where I get all my news from. Now I gotta like Google it like a pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a EV company called Cano. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled C-A-N-O-O.
Serious, it's not Canon?
No, only the one N. But anywho, there's no need to talk about them because they filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Oh.
And it's stopping its operations and selling all of its assets. I've never heard of this company ever. So,
oh, that's probably why. Why they went out bankrupt.
Apparently, they made electric vans for the government. I don't know.
So they messed up a government contract?
I guess. I think that's one of the electric postman vans.
Oh, the ones that cost $1 million a piece? And
maybe.
They only made like 10 of them?
I don't know. We can't ask them because they're gone. They took the money and they're like, all right, we're done here. Some more news. Motor Trend's Roadkill show is officially over.
Ah, Roadkill?
Yeah, no more Roadkill.
Aw, why?
And I don't know, I guess.
Please tell me they didn't die. Like, one of them didn't die.
No.
Okay, because I know sometimes that's why they end stuff.
Well, no, I think they got rid of, like, a lot of their streaming stuff. Like, I think the Motor Trend On Demand is done.
Mm.
Which makes sense because I got rid of old Top Gear like 3 years ago and I dropped it.
Yeah.
I told him that too. I was like, how dare you? It's the only reason I got this app. But yeah, they even laid off David Freiberger, who was the face of like most of their shows.
I was about to say, isn't he Roadkill?
He's like Motor Trend. He like helped start
how
like,
are they gonna
the magazine.
Get rid of the dude who started it?
Right?
That's nuts.
I just hope in his next job, he still gets to wear flip-flops and shorts.
I mean, I don't see why not.
Right? I mean, he's probably set.
I don't think any guy pulls off flip-flops, but
I mean, that's,
I think it's weird.
That's his style.
It's still weird.
And then the last one, I guess this isn't automotive news. Flock is selling their pre-order gauges.
Who's Flock?
That gauge I showed you that.
Oh,
yeah, it's
those,
like,
those fancy car gauges.
Yeah, it's like one gauge, but you can hook up like 4 sensors to it, and it's all LCD, and you can control like all of it, what you want to see, what you don't want to see. You can make like the gauges like Hello Kitty and stuff, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, you just upload.
Put Nicolas Cage's face on there.
Exactly. You can do whatever you want. Which is crazy that it's taken this long for gauges to like update. And
yeah.
It's still not by a... Like,
it's crazy. I don't even think Tesla can do that. Ha!
No, I think they can.
You can customize the gauge face to have Hello Kitty or Nicolas Cage on it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I did see, off topic, but on Tesla, mm-hmm. I seen you could change the horn sound to like any audio file.
I thought that was with... I saw a thing where... Is the door chime or something when you open the car, when you first start the car, it has a ringtone to it for whatever reason. And people found out they could customize it. And so boys were putting bodily noises
when
the thing would start. And it was, and of course they were laughing about it. And
I seen a video, they changed the turn signal sound in their parents' Tesla. to just make fart sounds.
And they recorded it, dad was just furious.
I mean, that sounds like something y'all would do.
I feel like, how come, I think that's the only manufacturer that you could just do that. Like, how come you can't change the sounds?
Because of reasons like that. Every car would just sound like passing gas going down the road.
It'd be great.
No!
It'd be great.
That's so gross.
I mean, nothing beats the Ford door chime. That's just music. But yeah, that's all we had for news. There's really ain't been nothing going on. Mm-mm. It's cold out. Manufacturers ain't doing nothing. Mm. But yeah. So we're talking about like car crash safety and innovations, and I wrote down some like cars that are pretty safe, and I also wrote down some that aren't pretty safe.
I was more of the technical and did like the history and dates of, I don't even know how to word this.
Tell us! Tell us about it!
So, being the book nerd I am, I started off in the 1900s, and this is between 1900s and 1940s. There wasn't a whole lot of like in-between history. And I wanted to know, like, how it all started. How did they, like, hey, we should probably start monitoring our car's safety and effectiveness, you know, with our people. And the first motor vehicles, they were very heavy, solid, difficult to control. As we all know, back in the day, they had, 17 different gears you had to pull?
Oh, yeah, you would need, like, 5 hands and 6 feet.
Yeah, and
the throttles on the steering wheel.
All of those levers were safety hazards.
Are you telling me those metal sticks coming out of the floor could hurt someone?
Yeah, they were apparently a safety risk, and they didn't know that at first. But because of that, they were like, hey, we should probably start, you know, making some safety measures and start putting this out there for everyone to say, hey, how about we all get on the same page? But most accidents back in the day were actually caused due to defective brakes. You know, the brake systems were just...
They were barely there to begin with.
Yeah. Basically, Fred Flintstone had better braking. The tires were constantly blowing out because when they first started making the vehicles back in the 1900s, they're still learning about rubber. They're still learning
still making them out of trees.
Yeah, like these things are back. They went from cast iron to rubber wheels all of a sudden. So, of course, there's going to have some problems. And then the third most reasons for accidents back in the day were intoxicated drivers. Who would have thought?
Hey.
back it wasn't that bootlegging time.
They're going on booze cruises in the 1900s?
Yeah. It was literally the top three reason for why people got in accidents back in the between 1900s and the 1940s.
I mean, I believe it, because that was like back when like didn't exist. It was like,
didn't they still use cocaine as medicine?
I got to drive to the, I took my cocaine pill and I got to drive to the doctor to have him drain my blood.
Give you some nail ear.
Yeah, you need some nail ear and 6 shots of whiskey and you'll be fine. And be like, why are people just crashing?
Yeah, let's put them behind the wheel. Yeah. But for this, so in 1903, they put wiper blades. They figured that would be a useful thing to put on a car. And that was the first time they did it. And it was patented by Mary Anderson.
Huh.
Yeah, a lady. Ha ha ha. I'm not going to get into that.
What's a lady doing inventing back then? That was
illegal. I know. It was probably under her husband's name the first time. But it was a simple lever action inside of the car that connected to a rubber blade on the outside, and it was operated by hand.
I've used one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah, like old Model Ts. You had the wiper blade that hung down on top.
Yeah.
I know people listening, they can't see the hands, but it goes down, and there's a hand on the inside with a little knob, and you go...
Okay, so that's not what I was picturing. So when I was reading that, what came to my head was in Top Gear when Hammond made that
With the
rope, and he put the thing of rubber, and I was like, That seems like that wouldn't be very effective, but how you described it with the knob definitely sounds
better. No, I think the homemade one was better. No, and the wiper blades were like the size of like...
I was about to say, but the windows weren't really...
They were perfectly straight. I don't think they had roofs then.
I was about to say, they weren't really that big to begin with, yeah.
I think it was more effective even with that wiper just to fold the glass down.
Yeah, just stick your head out. From there, in 1911, they got rear view mirrors for the first time in vehicles. Yeah, instead of turning your head around or just, you know, I guess people just didn't look back then. And they did it for the first Indianapolis 500 race.
Hey.
Yeah. They attached it to his Marin Wasp. M-A-R-M-O-N. Am I saying that right? Marin?
I have no clue.
It was a car. I figured you would know.
Sounds fast. Sounds like it'll sting you.
He claimed to be inspired by a similar idea he saw on a horse-drawn carriage years before. So they had rear-view mirrors on a horse-drawn carriage
first.
I was
just about to say, so you're telling me horse-drawn carriages were more technologically advanced.
Yep. That's why the Amish still use them.
Hey! Oh, I bet the Amish ones do have wipers on them. Do they have mirrors?
I was about to say, I don't know if they have mirrors, rearview mirrors.
Though. I think they do have mirrors.
We might need to go tell them they're allowed to have them.
No, they do have mirrors. No, remember, we were in the Amish buggy.
I couldn't remember if there was a mirror in there.
Oh, though. I was looking at everything. They got buttons.
I was
stuff.
Mainly impressed by the seats. I couldn't believe how cushiony their seats were. Yeah. In the wagons. I figured it was going to be like a plank of wood and a piece of cloth.
No, like velvety and squishy.
Yeah, it was fancy. From there, in 1914, a Hollywood actress and a silent movie star, Florence Lawrence, invented the turning signal.
Florence Lawrence.
Yeah, Florence Lawrence.
That's not a real name. He made that name up.
It's an actress, female. Another female inventor.
Florence Lawrence. There's no way.
I mean, that was back in the day when men were called Dick Anderson, so.
Hey. Awesome. That's how you could tell you were going to be a great race car driver. If you had just like super inappropriate legal name.
Joe and the Raven will be back. More to come after these messages.